Girls Inc. Limestone held their Girls Summit on Friday, June 30th at St. Lawrence College Event and Banquet Center in Kingston. This year's summit welcomed 125 girls with a full day of skill building and empowering activities. Girls Inc. Limestone is a nonprofit organization that provides life-changing programs and experiences to help girls navigate gender, economic, and social barriers. They develop research-based curricula delivered by trained professionals to equip girls to discover and develop their inherent strengths and receive ongoing programming to grow up healthy, educated, and independent. This year's summit is the second of its kind, with the first summit occurring in 2019 before being on hiatus due to COVID-19. Registration for this year's event filled in just 1 week, with a 60% increase in registration compared to the pre-COVID summit. Girls from across the region were treated to an exciting full day of skill building and empowering activities, including hands-on workshops aimed at encouraging interest in STEM fields, building leadership skills, and boosting overall confidence. With the help of individual donations and community sponsors, there was no cost for girls to attend. Workshop leaders from Canadian Black Belt Centers, Mulpey Center, and Sherlock's Escapes provided exciting and empowering workshops in the areas of healthy physical activity, interpersonal relationships, and creative problem solving. I sat down with Justine Marchand, the Girls Ed Programming Manager at Girls Inc. Limestone, at the event on Friday while the girls had their martial arts and self-defense workshop to chat about Girls Inc., the summit, and the event's importance. Here's what Justine had to say. Would you like to introduce yourself and maybe talk a little bit about Girls Inc.?
Yes, so my name is Justine Marchand. I am the Girls Ed Program Manager at Girls Inc. Limestone. We have locations in Kingston and in Belleville. We serve all of KFLNA and all of H&PE. We focus in kind of three main areas. We have our Girls Ed Department, which is what you're getting to experience right now. In our Girls Ed Department, we serve girls in grades 1 to 12, or age 6 to 18. With free programs and services that are designed to help encourage all girls to be strong, smart, and bold. I can tell you a little bit about that later. We also have employment programming. So young women and as well as non-binary people or people who feel that they belong in a program geared towards women can join programs that we have to help remove barriers to employment and independence. And then we also have some emergency supports capacity that that allows us to provide one-time economic supports to women and families who are in need of like a boost economically.
Awesome. And you said you were going to get into the strong, smart, and bold.
So strong, smart, and bold can be broken down into some kind of easier to understand categories. So strong, for example, is physical health, physical wellness, healthy lifestyle. So this is actually our strong activity for the day. It's a martial arts and self-defense workshop. So this goes perfectly with our strong. So they're up, they're running, they're learning to make good physical choices, stuff like that. In that category, like I said, we might also do like some nutrition talk, just making healthy choices for your lifestyle. Smart is our academic enrichment category. So we might do homework help. We might work on STEM activities. So science, technology, engineering, and math activities. That's what our smart stuff is geared towards. And our smart activity today is a Sherlock's Escapes Build Your Own Escape Room. So lots of problem solving, team thinking, stuff like that. And then bold focuses on independence. So a lot of budgeting, economic literacy, teaching our participants how to make good choices with money, how to understand the meaning of money, the value of money. Also, we have activities where they might design a business and think about all of the different components of that. And our bold activity today is run by the Maltby Center, and they are doing an empowerment program. So they're talking about all the different ways that girls can be bold in their lives and empower one another to have like a powerful group of friends and to have a lot of self-confidence and stuff like that.
Awesome, you guys offer such well-rounded programming, and also I believe this is the first one you're running since COVID, is that right?
Yeah, so we did our first girls summit was in 2019 for 75 girls, and it was really great. It was held at the Tet Center. And it was the same kind of thing, three workshops in the strong, smart, and bold categories. It went really well. And then our next annual one was canceled for COVID and again and again. And so, yes, this is our first time back since things were closed down for COVID. So we're really excited. This year we were able to increase the number of girls that we're serving. So it's 125 today.
Yeah, 125, that's a 60% increase.
Yes,
is that right?
That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is that really exciting for you guys?
It's really exciting. Not just to find a venue that could allow us to do that increase, but also in 2019, I think that our registrations filled in like 6 business days or something for the 75 people that we had spaces for. And we had the exact same thing happen this year, even though it was a 60% increase in numbers. So that tells us that everything that we've learned during COVID, which is that the issues of equity and access that girls and women face are not only continue, but they have gotten worse during COVID. We're seeing that with all of the families we serve, that there's more struggles economically, more struggles socially, and more struggles with mental health. We're seeing that in all of our groups. And I think the fact that we had such a strong turnout again this year so quickly, it confirms that these programs are really needed. Mm-hmm. And that I think we're out here doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's awesome that you guys are offering this programming for girls to get involved
and
that you're having such an amazing turnout this year.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, this is only the second year running it, and you
yes.
had such a long break, but
yes.
what have you changed since that first year?
Well, like we both acknowledge, we've increased the numbers. Our goal always is to, and part of our strategic plan is always to serve more and reach more families. So we're always, because all of our programs and services are free for all girls and women, we don't ask any questions about income or anything. Everybody gets the same program and service for free, because while we do target, we do make sure that we target neighborhoods or create programming that is accessible to neighborhoods where maybe people are more economically disadvantaged. We also know that girls at every income bracket experience inequity. And so increasing the number of kids that we could serve with this year was a huge goal for us, and it remains part of our strategic plan going forward. I mean, really, we didn't change much else from our first one. That was a big step, just increasing our numbers and making sure that we had enough people in the community supporting us to make that happen. And we do. Shout out to like Maltby and Sherlock's Escapes and Canadian Black Belt Centers. They've provided these workshops free of charge today.
They've donated
their time and their expertise just to teach these kids what they can. And that's incredible for us.
Yeah. And we're watching the martial arts workshop right
yeah.
now. They're doing an awesome job. How's yeah. the rest of the day been so far? We're only about halfway through.
But yeah, so great. So this is our second out of the 3 workshop rounds. Everybody seems warmed up and happy. Obviously, with the first workshop of the day, you never know how all the kids are going to, if they're going to be shy and a little bit nervous. Everybody's been jumping in with 2 feet. I don't know if it's being surrounded by all of their peers or what, but everybody seems happy, confident, and just ready to do it.
That's amazing, and yeah. I'm so glad you offered this programming. That was all the questions I had, so thank you so much
for your time. I just want to clarify, a lot of the time, because of our name, we do speak about our participants as girls, but our definition of girls or who we serve are kids who identify as girls or tell us that they belong in a girls program. We're not concerned with really anything else. So I just want to be clear that basically if a kid shows up at our program and says this is where they belong, they're one of us and they're in, and that's it. In our written literature, we use a plus sign to indicate that now, but when we're speaking out loud, it's a little bit hard. And sometimes we say the long the phrase of like girls and non-binary youth and trans youth and gender impacted people, but just to say that we don't really exclude anybody.
Once again, that was Justine Marchand, the Girls Ed Program Manager at Girls Inc. Limestone, at the Girls Summit on Friday.